I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Clouds will move in today, bringing with them the chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially through the midday hours. Expect a high around 85 degrees. Thousands of people across southern Illinois witnessed a total solar eclipse yesterday. When the time came for totality in Carbondale, the view was initially blocked by a cloud. But after a minute or so, people from all over the world converged on the campus of Southern Illinois University Carbondale, including James Bertiotti of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Why not for totality? You know, it's like, it's totality. We heard about this about a year ago and we made the plans and here we are.
Stacy Clemens lives near Scott Air Force Base. Her daughter Brittany is returning to SIUC for her senior year. She says that made yesterday's event convenient.
So we had to bring her down for school anyway. So it's like, why not, you know, see the eclipse when we're here? Why not stay and enjoy it? So we moved her in our apartment right quick and ran over here.
Carbondale's eclipse was visible for a little less than a minute, but visitors say they got what they came for, that moment of totality. After the excitement of the eclipse fly-in at the Perryville, Missouri Regional Airport, one of the planes crashed as it prepared to depart. The pilot, Tom Rippey of Salem, Illinois, was the only person on board, and he wasn't hurt. Eyewitness Andrea Toomer of Little Rock, Arkansas, says she's not sure what happened.
I basically just saw the plane. It was upright, and then it flipped upside down and kind of quickly came down to the ground. He wasn't very high up.
More than 130 planes from 30 different states flew in for Perryville's event. In other news, Illinois' legislative leaders are continuing to negotiate to find a compromise that might end the political impasse that's holding up money for schools. The House of Representatives is expected to vote on an override of Governor Bruce Rauner's partial veto of the school funding bill this week, but it's not clear if they have enough votes. There's no backup plan to get schools their money if the override fails. It's putting extra weight on negotiations for a new school funding bill. Governor Bruce Rauner says he's not mandating any specific proposals that have to be included.
There is nothing that has to be in there. Nothing has to be there.
But Democrats say Republicans are pushing hard for a new program that would give scholarship money to students for private schools. Donors to the program would get a tax break. Opponents, like teachers' unions, call that a school voucher system. A Southern Illinois teacher who's helped her students understand public service by getting involved in the process is now a candidate for Teacher of the Year. Jamie Nash Mayberry of Shawnee High School is one of 10 finalists for the 2018 award from the Illinois State Board of Education. Nash Mayberry's students gained national attention as they worked to bring attention to the condition of levees along the Mississippi River. The winner will be announced October 28th. We'll see an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms today. Expect a high of 85. I'm Jennifer Fuller.